I want to set the stage for today's parable. Jesus has entered Jerusalem, where the people have lined the streets and they've said, "Hosanna in the highest, the Messiah." And Jesus has entered the temple and he turned over the tables of the money changers, which put the very livelihood of these religious ruling class and the Roman forces, it put them at jeopardy. He returns to Bethany for the evening. And then the next morning, after a brief moment with a fig tree, he returns to the temple. And he finds at the temple those very people he upset the day before. And they're wanting some answers from Jesus. And they ask Jesus two very simple questions. By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you that authority? Well, it's no surprise that Jesus answered a question with a question. I'll answer it if you'll answer this question. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it from human origin? Well, the religious leaders think about it, and they know that there's no answer where they could come out ahead. If they answered that it was from heaven, then they had to explain why they didn't believe John. If they answered it was from human origin, then all of these followers of Jesus are going to turn on them. And so rather than pick the wrong answer or make the wrong choice, they just say, "Oh, we don't know." So Jesus does as Jesus did so well. And he said, "Then I'm going to tell you a story." And I guess what the first part of this scripture before the parable did for me this time through as I was reading it, is it helped me realize that fights over authority have been going on for a very long time. When we look at the gospel, it's easy to decide who's right and who's wrong. Jesus is always right, right? Always. But it's not that easy in the world, is it? I mean, I like to think that I'm usually on the side of right, but I know that there are those who might disagree with me. We live in a world right now where it's hard to know what's right and what's wrong. It's hard to believe our leaders because they don't always tell the truth. They tell us one thing and then in a short period of time they tell us something different. Or someone catches them in a lie. How do we relegate authority to people that we can't trust? And how do we trust people who hold authority over us? Authority has always been a big word for me. I remember even as a youngster getting very upset when people I thought were leaders did something wrong. I just felt like when someone had authority, that they needed to handle it responsibly and carefully. And then I remember, maybe it was my third or my fourth year as a teacher, and I'd gone to a movie, probably 15 or 20 miles from the school where I taught, and I'd gone with some friends from church. And while we were in line to go to the movie, I saw one of my students and her mother leaving the movie theater. And they ran over and greeted me and we said hello and talked for a minute and then they went on their way and I began to go into the theater with my friends. On Monday morning, the mother pulled me out in the hall before class started that day and told me that her daughter was very upset because she saw me going into an R-rated movie. And I was a teacher, and I shouldn't be seeing R-rated movies. And the mom tried to explain to her, you know, an R-rated movie means it's for adults. And, you know, your dad and I go to R-rated movies. And she said, yeah, but Miss Hill's my teacher and she shouldn't. And I can laugh about it now. And it's really funny because the movie we were going to see was The Color of Money. And I don't even remember it being that bad of a movie. But I can remember that morning thinking, what have I done? What had I done to this little girl who believed so strongly in me, and I had disappointed her? I was someone this little girl looked up to and felt like was an authority figure in her life, her teacher. Well, I had a talk with the little girl and it ended up fine. And I even ended up keeping in touch with her and went to her high school graduation and she became a teacher. But that morning when her mother pulled me in the hall, I felt very small and that I had done something terrible. I think that was when I realized that authority is granted to us from people who trust us. We may have a power granted to us because of our position or our title, but for people to accept that authority means they have to trust. Jesus knew that the religious leaders didn't trust him. That despite the fact that he was a Jewish rabbi and teacher and that people believed in him, those religious authorities didn't. And those religious leaders knew that the crowds were giving Jesus authority and that the crowds believed what John the Baptist had said about Jesus. So for them to go against Jesus meant going against the crowds at that point. To them, Jesus was a threat, not an authority, but a threat. Then Jesus did as Jesus did so well. He told them a story. He tells them the story of the father that asked one child to do something, and that child says, no, I don't have time. And the father goes to their other child and asks them to do something. And again, that child says, yes, I'll do it, Dad. You want me to? I'll do it. But then the one who said, no, I don't have time, goes ahead and does the task that the father asked. And the child who said, yes, Dad, I'll do it, doesn't do what he said he would. Jesus asked the religious leaders, which son is correct? And they choose the son who did what the father asked, regardless of what he said. And while that seems like the pretty easy answer, there is something to be said for whether our words matter. Do they matter less than our actions? Or do our actions mean everything and our words matter not at all? I think when we look at Jesus, the answer clearly is that Jesus's integrity is by word and by deed. While the one child clearly did the will of the father, how did the father feel when the child said no and refused to do what he said? The child who said yes had the greatest intentions, but didn't follow through. How many times do we make promises to God that we don't follow through with? Do our words matter as much as what we do? Then Jesus responded to the religious leaders by saying that the tax collectors and the prostitutes heard John and believed him. And you who saw John's righteousness, you didn't believe. And even when you saw that it was true, you still didn't believe. And then it's interesting, he didn't say, religious leaders, you won't go into the kingdom of God. No, he said, the tax collectors and the prostitutes, they're going to go into the kingdom of God before you. In this world where it seems like everything is contested right now, where we don't know where to put our faith in humanity, it's important to remember that Jesus didn't give up on anyone. In this day and time, when I can find several people that I'd like to give up on, when I can get really mad at political ads because I feel like they're dishonest, I just need to take a breath and I need to remember Jesus didn't give up on those religious leaders. I sometimes have to look into the mirror and remind myself that Jesus doesn't give up on me. It's important to look at the life of those we give authority to. It's important that we listen to their words. It's important that we look at their lives and that we hold them accountable. But then it's important to remember that Jesus, who is in the last week of his life, in the midst of those who want to put him away, who are preparing to betray him and crucify him, and yet he could look at them and he could say, you'll enter the kingdom of God. That's good news for me. May it also be good news for you. Amen and amen.